In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the world talks about freedom all the time. And they always get it wrong. St. Paul shows us how to think of freedom. With freedom should be slavery. In fact, with freedom there is always slavery. It just depends on which freedom you pick and which slavery you pick. Because in another place in the Gospels that we didn't read today, the Lord says you cannot serve God and mammon. You can't serve good and evil. You will hate one and love the other, or love the other and hate the one. So it is with freedom and with slavery. You can be free regarding righteousness, which means you are enslaved to sin. This is what the Apostle teaches. Or you can be free in regards to sin and a slave to righteousness. It might sound like a riddle, but to a Christian it's not. We were made free from sin by our Lord Jesus Christ, becoming man, fulfilling in His humanity what we need to do in order to know God, to be free. Teaching us, enduring His passion, His burial, His resurrection, His ascension into heaven, the sending of the Holy Spirit, all of these things so that we could be free from sin. But we are only free from sin if we consider ourselves slaves. Because the word here is slave. It's translated many times in English, servant. It's actually slave. If we are free from sin, we are slaves of righteousness. This is the way we must think. If we think in this way, then we will do well. The problem is we don't think in this way as we should. Now the saints did. The saints considered it was not optional to do righteousness. They were slaves of righteousness. There was no other consideration. They were slaves. A slave has to do what his master tells him. But with Christianity, it is voluntary slavery. No one can tell you to do righteousness. You must tell yourself to do righteousness. As a pastor, I can speak about righteousness, and I can rebuke, I can encourage regarding doing the right things, but unless you consider in your heart that you have no other option but to do righteousness, then you won't do it. It's not something that can be imposed from without. It has to come from within. This is what the apostle is saying. And the gospel also says it too. Now the centurion came to the Lord and wanted his servant to be healed. Actually, the word servant again is slave. But he loved his slave. He was a good man. And he treated all of his slaves well. He was in another place in the Gospel of Luke. He spoke of how the Jewish nation thought highly of him because he had actually built them a synagogue and he loved the Jewish faith, even though he was, for all intents and purposes, appeared to be a pagan. And we can talk about that another time. Sometimes appearances are not what they are, huh? Most of the time, things are not as they appear. So this was a good man who came to Christ. And the Lord was going to go to his house. But he says, I'm not worthy. And I don't need you to go to my house. Because I'm a man under authority. And I have soldiers under me. As a centurion, he had 100 soldiers under him. They were at his beck and call. He could tell them to do anything. And they had to do it. But then again, he was under a soldier who could tell him to do anything. And he had to do it. And this man knew that he was responsible for being obedient to his overseer. And he did it. And that's why he had such confidence that the Lord could, by a word, heal his servant. Didn't need to go there. Because he knew that by a word he could say to his servant, go, and he goes, and do this, and he does it. And he could also know by a word that his master could say, go, and he would go, and do this, and he would do it. Because he did not give himself an option to do otherwise. This is almost a great secret. It's really openly spoken of in the gospel. But it's a secret to many people. Don't give yourself an option to do sin. You are a slave. A willing slave. But you are a slave to righteousness. You have no other options. There is no other way. In another place, the Lord had asked, why don't you also leave? And one of the apostles says, well, you have the way of life, the words of life. There is no other option. There is no other way that brings peace. There is no other way that gives us holiness, completeness. We must be slaves to righteousness. And you must think this way. Really, the past 15 years of my ministry, I've been trying to convince myself and you to think this way. Because it is absolutely necessary. We are slaves to righteousness. And we must think in this way. So, is it optional for you to fast? Not if you think that you must be righteous. Is it optional for you to come to church? Not if you think that it's important for you to be righteous. Is it optional for you to speak badly of someone or to hold your peace? The answer is manifest inside your heart. You know what's right and what's wrong. So you do what's right. And you avoid what's wrong. Because you have no other option. It must be in your heart, brothers and sisters. And you must compel yourself to live in this way. It takes effort. Now, you are free, on one way of saying, to do what you wish. You can speak ill of someone or you can hold your peace. You can abase yourself or you can live in a holy way. No one is preventing you from living the way you want to live. But you can live the way that's the way of death or the way that is the way of life. And the apostle teaches us here how we must think about freedom. The Lord came to give us perfect freedom. He said that in that day we would be free indeed. When speaking of what the Holy Spirit's ministry would do for us, we would be free indeed. This freedom means the ability to at all times, in every place, in every situation, to do good. That's what freedom is. A Christian definition is the ability to do good in every circumstance. Because good is the only good thing. There is nothing else good but God. And we are called to be children of God. So, there is no other option but to be good. Tell yourself this over and over. Now, by personal experience, I tell you that this way of thinking works sometimes. And other times it doesn't work. The times it doesn't work is because our passions overpower us. Or we make excuses for ourselves. Or we're too lazy or too something. And we don't do what's right. But I tell you, if you tell yourself over and over again, you are a slave. You're like this centurion. And you have a master. And that master can tell you what to do. And you must do it. If you think in this way, it will save you from many sins. I once had a discussion with a friend of mine. Why is it that we don't commit adultery? He said, well, because there's so many consequences. You know, I could get divorced or could get a disease or could hurt my wife very badly. Or I could get caught. And I said, none of those are the reasons why you and I don't commit adultery. We don't commit adultery because it is not the right thing to do. We don't have a right to do what's wrong. It just isn't right. Now, if every man and woman were to think of adultery in that way, no one would commit adultery. It is wrong. We have no right to do it. Our master tells us, do not do this. So we don't do it. But like I said, it works for some things and doesn't work for others. That's why you must cultivate in yourself this idea. You cultivate it with prayer and with reading of the Scriptures in the way that I've taught you now. You don't just read the Scriptures for their historical worth or for even their theological content. You read the Scriptures to teach you what you should do, who you should be, and how to obtain that. Reading the Scriptures, fasting, attendance in the church services with attention, with expectation. These things will teach you to always think that you are a slave to righteousness. And if you think in this way, brothers and sisters, you will become perfectly free. There is only one true freedom, and that is the freedom to do good at all times in everything. And that is the freedom that God promises us. The other supposed freedom is a pseudo-freedom. It is false. It actually is slavery. Because those who do what they feel like doing when they feel like doing it, there is not peace in their hearts. There is not freedom to be righteous. Let us not be like those people. Let us be like the centurion, considering that there is no other option but obedience. And you see what happened with the centurion? He was positive that the Lord would heal his servant. Where did this confidence come from? From the faith that the Lord said he had not seen in all of Israel. His faith was being obedient to righteousness. So, brothers and sisters, we must be obedient to righteousness. We must be slaves to righteousness if we are to have true freedom. May God help you. Amen.